When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Saskatchewan, it's time to talk sports. The all-new Sports Cage is on the air for the bins of telephone users like yourselves. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll free 1-866-767-0620. And we're always online at sportscage.com. 620 CKRM.
Welcome back, Saskatchewan. Barney Shankaruk and Derek Bidwell, Sports Cage on this Wednesday. If you miss any of it, you go back and you can listen to it in podcast form. Luke Mullender was off to start talking about his take on the Saskatchewan Rough Rider draft picks yesterday, the big CFL draft last night. Then we had second round pick, Mr. Weeb. Yeah, it's cool that you know him. And you guys kind of did a lot together, his time with the Huskies and you with Global in Saskatoon. If you're just tuning in, you didn't listen to this interview, you got to go back and listen to the kid, well, the man that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders drafted, and you can just feel his passion, his sincerity. What word did you use, Bidzy? It was a good one.
He's genuine.
Genuine.
He's genuine. His genuine enthusiasm that he has to now being a part of Rider family.
And we still got a lot more to come in the program. We have Dave Thomas in hour three. We have James Venn, goaltender from the Melfort Mustangs, who dumped the Flin Flon Bombers last night in the SJHL final. And James Venn was a brick wall, to use an overused term when it comes to goalie. He stole the first two games in Flin Flon, then they got a little bit of a scare, but then they finished him off last night. So James Venn is going to join us later. But let's talk NHL hockey now and go out on the Western Pizza guest hotline. It's always a great night for Western Pizza. Massive toppings, all the goodness. If you don't want pizza, they got souvlaki, they got ribs, they got salads, they got burgers, they got everything else at all the Western Pizzas. Eric Francis is joining us. And Eric, I don't know where you want to start. We didn't have a chance to tee anything up today, but I gotta say, what would be the vibe in Winnipeg today after the Avalanche finish off the Jets 4-1 in the series yesterday?
Well, before we get into that, I'll tell you where I want to start. Does Western Pizza sell, do they have the moose leg on there? Because you got me all excited about the moose leg in Melfort. Did they throw the moose leg at the Melfort game, do you know?
No, so they threw it back in Flin Flon. And then yesterday on the show, Maz and I talked to Commissioner Kyle McIntyre, and we got into a debate if it's like one moose leg for the year, do they keep reusing it? And then there was like, is there a moose out there with a prosthetic walking around somewhere near Flin Flon? Like, what's the... We're trying to get to the bottom of it. But yeah, no, okay. Western Pizza does not have any moose leg on the menu.
Okay, fair enough. Right, they got all sorts of other great options that we'll focus on. Okay, Winnipeg. Yeah,
okay.
What a disappointment for the fans. I mean, I think everybody could see it coming probably from game three on that it was inevitable. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm blaming this all on Hellebuck. I think by now we've all heard the stat that it's the worst four-game stretch he's ever had in terms of goals allowed in his career. But I'm not putting that on Hellebuck. Like, you go through the tape and watch all the goals scored on him, and I'm not pinning many on Hellebuck alone. I'm pinning him on the fact that, you know, Winnipeg's just not able to take it to that level that the Colorado Avalanche are. And the Avs learned to do that a couple years ago when they won their cup. And they just know how to take it to that next level. And they also have, two or three of the best, arguably amongst the best players in the world on their team that can help elevate everybody else. So, McKinnon didn't steal the show. McCarr didn't necessarily steal the show, but he was phenomenal. But, Nichushkin.
Nichushkin.
Rantanen. What? He was just on fire.
What a tank.
He plays on that line. He's incredible. And then Rantanen was quiet, but he's always such a huge part of that team. That's a juggernaut over there. So I don't rip into Winnipeg for saying they were terrible. They're just undermanned against a team that could easily win the Cup this year.
I think I saw a stat just this afternoon while at the gym, 50 sets of 50, right, Bidzy? They were the lowest. They allowed the least amount of goals in the league this year, but then in five games, what did they let in, like 28? Like,
yeah,
wow, that's super unfortunate. And you know what, Chevy, good Saskatchewan, Blaine Lake boys got some work to do, right, to keep some of those guys around for next year and convince them that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Do you want anything on that series, Bidzy, or where do you want to go?
I was just going to mention that it seems like you talk about the two best players in the world being on Avalanche, two of the best players in the world being on the Avalanche, and it seems like every time we watch an Avalanche game and Cale Makar does something brilliant again, the stats that they throw out are just mind-boggling. He is still a young player. It seems like he's not, because we've mentioned his name so many times because he's been so good in his young career. But they're talking about Cale Makar and then Bobby Orr. Cale Makar and then,
Rod Langway.
Nicholas Lidstrom or something like that. But they're talking about him and some of these major, major, major Hall of Fame, all-time great names. And Cale Makar is just... Man, is that guy... I think we're just seeing the start of what is just going to be such an amazing career. Knock on wood, he stays healthy for all of it. Of the stats that he could put up, don't you believe?
Well, when they won the Cup that year, he was Conn Smythe Trophy winner. He won the Norris Trophy. And, that was obviously his big coming out party. Since then, listen, Quinn Hughes is going to win the Norris. I mean, I think the finalists came out today. Because he just had, that his incredible break. I don't even want to call it a breakthrough season, but he just had a phenomenal season. But I don't think even the people like myself who voted for Quinn Hughes to win the Norris this year, nobody could tell me that Quinn Hughes is a better defenseman than Cale Makar. Like, I don't think anybody in the hockey world would even say that Quinn Hughes. He may have had a slightly better season and will win the Norris because of it. But the guy who's going to win a whole bunch of Norrises by the time it's all over is going to be Cale Makar. And you're right, Bidzy. Like, the stats came out last year and this year where, he got to, I think, 50 playoff points faster than any defenseman in the history other than Ray Bourque. He's only one behind. Or not Ray Bourque, Bobby Orr. The standard he's already putting together is right up there with a Bobby Orr. So we're already anointing this guy a Hall of Famer, and I believe it. Like, when you skate as brilliantly as he does and are as creative as he is, I think he deserves all the accolades we're throwing at him.
Hey, Bidzy.
And he's a Calgarian.
Yeah. Yeah. Bidzy.
Sorry about that.
Educational program, right? Name the last Vancouver Canuck to be nominated for the Norris.
Ooh.
Can you answer that,
Holy
Eric?
Holy Toledo's of Johnson's. Harold Snaps.
No.
Was it Harold Snaps?
Not Snaps. Not Dave Babich either.
Oh, no. Nope.
Okay. Sorry.
Francis, you got anything?
No, I don't want to put... I don't want to put Eric on the spot here.
I can't think of anybody.
The answer is nobody. No one from the Vancouver Canucks has ever been...
the old trick question.
The old West Side Shink. Trickaroo, eh? The old West Side Trickaroo, boys.
On Wednesday, on hump day. Thanks a lot.
Toronto Maple Leafs, as Maz tweeted out last night, I think it's they're back to booking the barricades and the bleachers because the parade's back on.
Yeah, they find new ways to break the hearts of each nation. Right? It's a different script every year, but the ending's always the same, boys. And if anybody out there thinks it's going to be different this year, you must be a Leaf fan, because you get fooled every single year. Like, I'm originally from there. I don't tell a lot of people, but so I got a lot of buddies back home, and I got I try to block their numbers, but I can't. I don't know how to do that. But, like, the roller coaster that these poor guys go through is insane. And after, they went into the playoffs this year very little expectations. Like, a lot of them were, like, quitting before they even started. I'm like, good. They finally learned in Leaf Nation that it's just not going to be their thing. The playoffs are not their thing. And then
yeah, they're like, oh, they Boston. We know how this is going to work out with Boston. Okay, here we go. But right? Not anymore. Then, now they're believing, right?
Yeah, they believe. And it's sad that they believe because they're just living in a bad dream right now. So go ahead and dream all you want, but I guarantee you, you'll be back in the same old nightmare by the end of the weekend, if not sooner. Enjoy today, because tomorrow you won't enjoy.
We all had that buddy. Maybe it was high school, maybe it was post-high school, that you knew that girl was no good for him. They weren't a good thing. You saw her doing things behind his back, but he just kept going back. He just kept going. You're like, what are you doing, Matt? No, just kept going back. That's what the Leaf fans remind me of, fellas. Okay. We've been together for 3 weeks now, Eric. Long relationship. I'm pot committed on the Dallas Stars. I'm still absolutely gives me the heebie-jeebies. I have no idea why this game starts at 5:30 tonight. I guess because the older game has to get going. I wish they would have pushed it a bit. But I think even though Dallas won the other night in Golden Knights, and I'm glued to the TV, the Golden Knights they look explosive. I'm still not confident that the Stars are going to pull this out.
No, I mean, I still think that's a coin flip, although for what home ice is worth these days, I know the home teams have a losing record in this playoff, just like last year. But Dallas, it's a 2 out of 3, and Dallas has home ice. Like, I still like Dallas Stars. I still don't think it's a bad bet for them to win the Cup. That's where I got my money, too, and I think they're going to win this series. Yeah, I agree with you. Of course Vegas looks good. They're the defending champs. And they added to their roster from last year. Uh-huh. Like, they added Hanifin. They added Hurdle. Like, this is, it's insane, right? So I think that right now you got a situation where it's just great hockey, and whoever has the better goaltending is going to win. And that's why I still think Dallas is going to do it. They're changing the goaltender. They're going to go to 8-0.
I know.
Now.
That is wild.
It's wild, but I don't want to get too inside baseball, but I can tell you, I mean, he's the guy that internally they like him a whole lot more than they like Logan Thompson. And they're, you know, you use the term pot committed. They signed Aiden Hill to a contract last year. They're committed to him, but not Logan Thompson. He's going to be gone after next year. So I'm not surprised they're going to Aiden Hill. I'm not sure it's the right move because I'm not sure he's fully healthy. So I think that'll come down to the goaltending, and that's why I got my money on Ottinger for Aiden Hill or Logan Thompson.
I was impressed with how Jamie Benn played last game. I felt that there was a little more motor in his game, and I'm really impressed with how Logan Stankoven looks in the NHL playoffs.
Yep. But the guy who I think is the talk of the series, it should be, is, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, Wyatt Johnston. I think this guy, he scored over 30 this year in his second year in the league, his first full year, and I don't think it's out of the question this guy's going to threaten 40 to 50 goals throughout his career. Like, I think he's that good, and he took over the game 3, which was crucial to keep their season basically alive, scored the overtime winner. I thought he was the best forward on the ice in game 4, and I expect incredible things from him moving forward. So that's why that team is so delicious to me. Like, the mix of old and young, Stankoven and Johnston working together with Seguin and Ben and Pavelski and all these guys in between. And of course, Chris Tanev, you know, is beloved in these parts in Calgary. Mm-hmm. They just added him to an already incredible blue line. I'm completely sold on Dallas. And if this isn't their year, they're going to be my cup favorite for the next 2 or 3 years. I'm not giving up on them, that's for
wow.
sure.
Wow. All right.
Wow. You should be working for the marketing team for the Dallas Stars. Season ticket sales with Eric Francis. And you're making me feel better about our team that Barney basically put together. Yeah. He just told me, okay, we're going with Stars, and then we're going with Predator, and then just told me to pick guys, but he picked the teams.
Eric, I bet you Eric would love to see his monthly pay stub if he worked in Dallas with the no state tax. I think we all would.
Oh, yeah.
We all would love that fellas. I have a buddy that lives in Dallas now. He's from Lloydminster, Alberta. And yeah, he teases me all the time. Sorry, Bidzy. I didn't want to cut you. I got something non-playoff to ask him. Do you want to ask him one more playoff?
Yeah, I'll ask him one more playoff, then we'll go to it, because this sounds like it's going to be fun. So we want to finish this, you know.
No, it's not that fun. It's not that fun.
Oh, it's not like moose leg fun, because no. Eric loved the moose leg talk.
No, okay. He sounds like he's driving home from the golf course, and he's like busy, or he's going to the driving range.
No, Calgary's got 2 feet of snow. He's not going, unless he's going to Top Golf or the knockoff Top Golf that they have in Calgary.
Yeah, launch pad. It's a good one, but hey, you know where I'm heading right now? I got out of the snowstorm.
Pete's driving.
Yes, you're correct. I'm driving north to Parks. Well, the world's largest trailer park. I'm heading there right now for game 5. My son and I turned to my son the other day. I said, listen, son, you just turned 14. If you may go.
Time to start driving illegal.
Yeah, so you take the wheel. Dad's going to grab a six-pack, and we're going to go to Edmonton.
Yeah.
And because you may not
pretend
see a
playoff
game before you go to university in Calgary. So we're going to the game tonight, and we got some friends with us as well. It's a boys' road trip, and it's going to be great to go tonight and enjoy playoff hockey live.
Okay, what game? What game? People are wondering. Is it the AJ? No, that's already done.
Edmonton Oilers versus the LA Kings, boys. Come on.
Oh, you're going to Edmonton. You're going way north. Wow.
When I said the world's largest trailer park, what didn't you understand about Edmonton?
Well, I got it.
I clued in, but I just wanted to.
I've never heard that before about Edmonton. Sorry, guys. Jeez,
it's not bad.
Educational program.
Yeah, we're trying to teach you guys.
Ask. Go ahead, Bidzy.
I had a group of fellas
I know that I was not part of it, but they stopped on the they were taking a bus from Calgary to Edmonton for a Riders game. So Riders were in Edmonton, and they stopped at the City of Champions sign, and they all pulled their gear down and took a whiz on that and took a picture of that. So something that the Sasky guys would do. Anyway, moving forward, though, or back, I guess, to the Oilers and the LA Kings series. If there's one thing that the Kings can do tonight, Eric, to get that victory, what is it, besides telling Connor McDavid that the game's canceled, that Ice Cube played the night before and the ice is all wrecked because Ice Cube came in and he wrecked the ice because too many people came in and wrecked it. The one thing, if the Kings do this, they can get the win. What's that one thing?
Well, if they can execute that horrible 1-3-1 defensive style, plug up the neutral zone and just grind everybody's will to live to a halt. It's just such a scourge on hockey. And everybody, I was chatting with Drew Doughty late in the season when the Flames were in California. I went to chat with Doughty to do a kind of a playoff preview. And he was telling me about the 1-3-1. He said, I got to be honest, I don't like it either. And when we first introduced it, I was pissed off. He says, but now I understand that it's the way we've got to play to have success. And is it good for my game? Not really. But that's what we have to do. So he's bought in. But it's terrible to watch. It grinds the game to a halt. They're hoping to win a game 1-0. And that's the beauty of what happened there, the last game when the Oilers won 1-0. The Oilers beat them at the Kings game. And I'm not sure if you played 10 games like that the Oilers would win more than half them. But that's the style of play that the Kings want. And that's what it's going to take for them to try and beat the Kings tonight. So, but I don't say this very often. And nobody in Calgary ever says these words, but I'm actually hoping the Oilers win tonight because I'm there, and it's going to be a fun night for my son and our friends, and we're going to have a good time. But you're rarely going to hear someone from Southern Alberta wish good things for Northern Alberta. I can tell you that. So maybe take that clip and burn it.
Okay, last question, non-playoff related. I read this today, and then as a guy that's in the inside, I want to know if you hear this a lot. I was reading about a number of the Seattle Kraken players that met with management and said, listen, if Dave Haxtell's back, I don't want to be here. Your take on that, and do you hear that quite a bit, kind of when you're in the inside, Eric?
You know, it's funny. I have heard that, and that's a slippery slope. Listen, we just went through that in Calgary here last summer where everybody left, and a whole bunch of the players made it very clear they didn't want to play for Daryl Sutter, and consequently, Daryl Sutter got let go and paid $8 million to keep feeding his cattle. You got a situation where I don't like it when the inmates run the asylum, where every time, you know, things don't go a team's way and they rip into the coach. But it just, it's all part of the way sports has changed, where it's all about communication. Yep. It's all about being kinder and gentler. It's all about working with the players. And, hey, these players make more than the coaches. So at the end of the day, if two or three of the big boys on a team don't like the coach, I'm sorry, but it's pretty obvious what's going to happen. And, again, I don't like it, but I get it. And even if the players didn't, you know, a couple of these players didn't come out and voice their concern over the coach, Seattle was probably on pretty thin ice anyway, given the regression that Seattle made this year. They went from a 100-point team last year, made the playoffs, won a round, to this year not even being close to a playoff spot, like actually face-planting the final 20 games of the season. And I think that put them on thin ice. And as the, I couldn't believe Ron Francis basically said about 2 weeks ago, yeah, we're not sure on the coach right now. Like, that basically tells you right there that he's probably not going to bring him back. Then he had the meetings with the players. It's a done deal. So that was the final straw. And the players these days do get a whole lot more say in the matter than they ever did in sports history.
All right, there's our NHL insider, Eric Francis. He's on his way to the world's biggest trailer park, I guess. Again,
in the words of Eric Francis, not us.
Learned something today. Are you guys at least staying like Fantasyland Hotel? Maybe going the roller coaster tomorrow? Or
staying in the
ice district?
In the Roman room?
The ice.
I'm open for the jungle room. Yeah. You know what? Years ago, I'll tell this story some other time. Years ago, I drove.
A lot of Saskatchewan honeymoons were spent in there.
Absolutely. Oh no, I get it wiped down real big. But I went up there years ago to play golf with Alice Cooper. Crazy story. And he stayed in the jungle room, and he said it was the most fun he's ever had in a hotel room. I'm like, oh my god, I don't believe it.
That's saying something, Alice Cooper. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh wow. All right.
That deadbeat still owes me $25 American. Anyway, I'll let it go one day.
Go hunt him down in Phoenix. All right. Thanks, Eric. Travel safe. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, pal.
Oh, Eric Francis. Maz the other day.
It wouldn't be an Eric Francis segment without a name drop.
I was,
right? Remember last week? Last week it was Brett. Hey, yes, I was
Brad Paisley and
Nashville. Brad Paisley, me and Brett Wilson.
I was making Brad Paisley a Caesar in Brett Wilson's box after getting off his jet. No, he's good.
I'm wondering, hey, you got any Clamato? He says, no, we only got tomato juice. I'm like, Bloody Mary. Well, let's go. What the hell?
There's Tim McGraw. He must have some. No, he's great. But he doesn't like people posting on social media about holiday pictures. So, no, it's great. And, yeah, I think the Oilers wrap it up tonight. But I've been so wrong.
They're wounded. LA's wounded, right? If you're going to be a great team, you got to be the lion, right? You got to be the lion. You see the wounded wildebeest, and you got to finish it off. You got to finish it off. And if you're going to be there in the end to win it all, then the Oilers finish off the Kings, put them out of their misery. I think it'll happen.
Hey, you could always get in on the action here. Let us know what you think, whether it's the CFL draft, what the Riders did, NHL playoffs. If you're going to the game tonight in Moose Jaw, let us know if we're off our rocker with people should wait before. That's, we got to ask Eric that next week.
How can anybody think that? Well, maybe yeah. But how can anybody dispute that? They would say, no. Just walk down right in front of everybody during the game, right in front of them. Yeah, make people get up. No.
If you're just tuning in, people walking in while the game is on back to their seats, not waiting for a stoppage. So we'll get into that a bit more. It's the all-new Sports Cage on the home of sports in Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.